Joining us, as he does most weeks live from Boston, is WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean. Morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Another late night for you. A big night last night at WGBH, our parent station in Boston. Governor Charlie Baker and his Democratic opponent Jay Gonzalez duked it out in their second debate. For those of us who missed it, let's get a recap. Was it civil or did he get mean?
Oh, it didn't get mean. I mean, these two are pretty civil candidates, and Jay Gonzalez and Charlie Baker. It did get a little heated. It was far more contentious than the first debate they had last week at WBZ with John Keller. Yeah, this one, Gonzalez seemed to come a little harsher with his criticisms, a little less about trying to draw distinctions through his own kind of positive look at his own plans and being more critical of the governor. And he really did get Baker in a corner a few times. I think a lot of people are seeing this as a much stronger performance from Jay Gonzalez, wondering if it changes the dynamics of this race at all. Of course, Baker has been, you know, leading in the polls by dramatic amounts pretty much the entirety here.
Mm. Both men have experience in the healthcare field and in government, with Baker, of course, as the incumbent governor, and Gonzalez, who was Secretary of Administration and Finance under former Governor Deval Patrick. Did that experience show during the debate?
It certainly did. Actually, Baker himself was a administration and finance secretary under Governors Weld and Salucci. So they have very similar backgrounds and resumes. And you could see that in the debate this time where they quibbled over different budget numbers and who did what and whose budgeting plan cut this then and things like that. And that is a very important, if dry, bit of the race here, because when it comes down to it, these guys are both people who would definitely govern through their budgets in a way that we've definitely seen Baker do over the years.
Mm. And I think what's interesting, though, is what I've gathered from looking at the news this morning is that the most contentious piece of this debate wasn't necessarily over numbers, as you were just talking about, but it was, as we've been kind of hearing in the political news cycle over the past couple of years, they were sparring over a person.
Yeah, it was definitely it was kind of an odd third candidate on the stage, even though he wasn't actually there, was State Representative Jeff Deal, who is, of course, running for U.S. Senate against Elizabeth Warren. This is really about Baker's party affiliation in the Republican Party. Early on, Baker said that he would vote for the entirety of the Republican slate in November. Jeff Deal, the most conservative member of the three people who primaried to run against Warren, won. He has a very conservative voting record in the state house. He supports President Trump on numerous issues. Baker had said that he would support the nominee. And he, when asked last night directly, will you vote for Jeff Deal, on the debate stage, Baker said that he hadn't made up his mind yet and that he would in the coming weeks and let everybody know. Immediately after the debate ended, in the scrum with reporters, he told the press that he misspoke and that he will vote for Deal in November. Mm. So, you know, that really was something that we saw Gonzalez kind of pivot back to throughout the debate and try to put that Trump label onto Baker, who, of course, is nowhere near as conservative as Donald Trump.
Yeah. So in the few seconds we have left, what's the takeaway? Was there a clear winner in this debate?
No, I would say the takeaway is that Gonzalez came and performed pretty well. I think a lot of people saw that. Question here is, do people care that moderate Charlie Baker is going to vote for conservative Jeff Deal against Elizabeth Warren for U.S. Senate? I don't know if that swings votes in a gubernatorial race, but it might, because of the pitch of federal politics and where national politics and the Trump brand is right now.
Right. And of course, you can see more of Mike Dean's own coverage and some other analysis of last night's debate held at WGBH on our parent station website, WGBH.org. WCAI State House reporter Mike Dean, thanks a lot. Talk to you next week.
All right.